Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil, how did things go?
Well, pretty slow. I mean, Stan, you were there. How was your trip to try to get to Bart, to get out of there?
Getting out of the stadium is just a royal pain in the keister. And I'm not dissing on the A's at all. It's not their problem. It's the facility. If you want to get to Bart, where you can wait for crowded Bart trains, you have to go over the famous or infamous Bart Bridge. And I'm estimating it was a good 45-minute hike or shuffle to get from the stadium to the Bart platform. My plan had been to go across and take the airport the tram thing over to the airport connector, but I couldn't get there. So we ended up, walking out through the parking lot, hailing my wife on Hagenberger Road. And I heard story after story about this from people who put up with this before. The place was built in the 60s and 70s, but they haven't modernized any of the transit links.
No, they haven't. They haven't. And that's one of the reasons why, when people say that that's a perfect location for big events, it is to a point. But when the events get very big, 50,000 plus, it's every man, woman, and child for themselves just to try to get out or get to somewhere. I have to hand you props. If you were going to actually go to BART and take the BART connector to the airport, what were you going to do, take a cab from there?
Oh, I could have taken the 21 bus home to Bay Farm Island. I could have, called my wife, which is what I probably would have done anyway. I could have ridden a bicycle. I mean, the thing about the Coliseum site is everything is there for it to work, but there's no bus lane, bus access, no buses. You've got the Capitol Corridor's train station right there, but you can only get to it by going over the same BART bridge. The Uber Lyft thing is a mess because they can't get in and out. If you were starting with a clean sheet of paper, you might do something pretty special there.
You might, and that is one of the reasons why the A's have been looking to relocate closer to downtown or in the downtown, in part because of crowd and crowd dispersal, getting in and out of those different push points. Like you said, they could line up buses there to take fans out, but then they're going to be stuck in the traffic and getting on the freeway and getting out of that parking lot, which is very limited as well. We see that at Levi Stadium as well. We saw it at Candlestick. The notorious thing about going to a 49er game was just trying to get there and get out. Backups, massive backups. So even if you get to your system, is the train going to be there? Is the backup going to be there? Does everybody, every time somebody has to put a card in, second time it backs things up? So that's why one of the major league sports, especially baseball, is pushing for the downtown. At Pac Bell, it can be AT&T, it can be a half a nightmare, but on the other hand, you've got a lot of options, including just walking out and moving down a few blocks. And that's what they're looking for, is areas that can both attract mass people without having to funnel them through the different choke points, and also disperse people. Maybe just go sit in a club or a bar for a while the crowd dissipates. You can't do that out of the Coliseum.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.